Let's talk a little bit about basic science. You've all well studied science. We have the sun and the moon and the earth. I want to just talk about those particular three. The sun generates its own light according to the science, and the moon it doesn't have light; it reflects light. And the earth, well, it grows from the heat of the sun and from the light. Basic study of science, we know this, that when you have the darkness of the night, which is away from the sun, mm-hmm. can't see very well. We have to turn on a flashlight, or hopefully you got a good full moon, to where you can see them kind of move around outside, or maybe even your own house, hopefully have enough moonlight, unless you got to turn on a light. Well, let's think about these things. Now, the sun pretty much stays still. It doesn't move. Even though the science say it does have a galaxy and it moves with the galaxy. Ha ha, sure. But basically, it stays still. Well, the earth, we know, it moves. 24 hours it's supposed to move a complete circle. And the moon, it's Cadillacing out there every 30 days all the way around the earth. Okay, how does this fit in with all our scriptures now? Lord willing, I hope I can bring some of this out. Now, the sun, when the earth part that's turned toward the sunlight, the earth absorbs the heat. Mm-hmm. And the plants and the animals and us, we grow thereby. The moon doesn't have any life that we know of. We haven't been able to predict any or shown any of that. So, the earth turns, absorbs heat from the sun, and it grows, the animals here and the plants would grow. And as we turn over to the dark side, away from the sun, it quits growing. It has a residual heat. But anyway, the moon, as it moves around, it reflects some light back on the earth. Some nights we have a good full moon, and some nights we don't have such a good moon. And it gets pretty dark around my house. I don't have any outside lights. The stars really doesn't illuminate the earth. All right. Let's look at this scripture-wise. The sun can be looked at as the gospel truth. We grow thereby. We can't look directly at it because our eyes aren't able to look directly at the glory of the sun. The moon, on the other hand, we can look at the moon, but the moon doesn't have any light. That's the law.
Right.
You know, sometimes we have a little bit of light from reflecting from the moon on the earth, or on the law. We can see some of the law, and it kind of gives us a bit of an understanding on some of it. But it's still getting its light source from the sun. The law service can only reflect from the sun. The S-O-N. What does the earth do? Earth doesn't give light to either one. But it absorbs it. Mm-hmm. Does something with it. It will grow thereby. All right. Turn your attention to St. Matthew chapter 25. Now let's get over in our scripture a little bit. Now bear these things in mind. And I'm going to read. I didn't have my timepiece, but I get too long. I was going up there. Chapter 25. We're going to read a little bit right there, and hopefully the Lord continue to give me some grace here. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were wise took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out and meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. All right, we're going to stop right there. Now, there's a lot right there. Notice too, first off, that this is words that were recorded that Christ Jesus said of this. The greater question here is in chapter 13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. I don't believe, from what I've studied and see, that that is not dealing with the final. This is dealing with while we're living here today. When does the bridegroom cometh? He cometh in the dark of the night. In our lives, have we not been in the darkness in life? No light.
Right.
It seems so dark that you can't get around at all. Everything you do is just, for instance, at your house, if there's no extra light in the house, you have to get up and go across the room right quick light, what's going to happen? Most of the time you're going to wind up with a stump toe or in the floor walling around screaming, but you run into something. At least you will in my house. You're going to hit something. You're in darkness. You got to have some light. Well, if you have the moonlight, have a little light shining in the window, that's pretty good. But it doesn't really illuminate the house real well. It doesn't illuminate real good if you have to go outside. What happens when over and turn the earth moves? See, we're moving. Earth moves. We move. We're like the earth. We're moving constantly.
Yeah.
When that thing rolls around toward daylight, what do? Go over and you turn the light off. We don't need it anymore. You can see where you can see in the room. You can see outside. But in the dark of the night, though, you need some artificial light. We do. But where is that light coming from? Is it coming from the law of service? Well, wait a minute. Now, the moon doesn't have any light. It reflects. You know, I think it's quite interesting, too. During the day, sometimes you'll actually see the moon and the sun and when they're opposite each other there. And see, it'll reflect. But it's the moon reflection. But if the moon gets to earth, when it gets between the sun and the moon doesn't give you any light. You're dark. It can only reflect.
Right.
The law can only reflect from the Son. The law can only reflect what Christ Jesus has done. He is the glorious one. He is the one that gives us light that we may see thereby and live thereby.
Right.
You take these 10 virgins right there. That 5 were wise and 5 were not. How are you in your life? Are you dependent on the law service to deliver you from the darkness of the night, or are you dependent on the light? I thought about this too. It's easy for us to kind of understand this because we have natural eyes to see. What about our spiritual eyes? How do we see with our spiritual eyes? God must give the increase. God must give. He is the light that we may see thereby. Are we going to worship God because of His Son Christ Jesus and worship and giving the glory to Him? Or are we going to try to look at the law service and try to figure out a way that we may work ourselves into the gospel, into the light of God? It won't last long, Brother Vaughn. And you know, too, you notice the light of the moon. It's just every 29 days you have a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
But the other time it's getting darker. You'll have a little brightness of the law for a little while. But you can't depend on it every night.
No.
But when that good earth rolls around to the light of the sun, oh boy, you got lay light every time. When we're studying the Lord and concentrating upon what God has for us, the gospel truth, we have light. We grow thereby. Our fruits and vegetables grow. We're more fruitful ourselves. We're able to get outside in the yard and walk around. A blind person Even though they might not be able to walk around on the ground, but they have understanding about Christ Jesus.
Right.
He gives us our light, our spiritual eye of faith, that we may see thereby, that we may give glory to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So simple. And it's repeated every 24 hours.
Yes.
Every 24 hours. That amazes me. You know, some people, where's God? The atheist says, where's God? He's a foolish man. He doesn't even pay attention to the simple things of life. And yet it gives glory to God if you just stop and look and listen. I love these bridegrooms. I mean, when the bridegroom came, he came at midnight. It was so dark, and the people got up and they trimmed their lights. Are you trimming your light to listen to the Word of God, or are you trimming your light trying to go off the law service? It won't last very long, y'all. Matter of fact, I kind of fool with lanterns a little bit. And you don't have any fuel in there, you'll burn up the wick. You'll be having to replace the wick pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the light of the Spirit of God, you never have to add any oil to it.
That's right.
It burns forever. And we know it. We spiritually see it. Because even though it may be pitch black to everybody else, we know the daylight is coming.
Right.
And we rejoice in it and look forward to it. That warm heat of the sun and the light of being able to see our Savior Jesus Christ spiritually, we're able to see it. We rejoice in it, giving God the glory and honoring Him in spiritual truth and spiritual righteousness. And we beg God to come and be in our midst. And you know, we pray when it's two or more together in Christ's name. He is in our midst when we are worshiping God correctly.
Right.
And when He comes among His people, what happens to the results when a man and a woman get together properly? Children are born. When God comes among His people and He's pleased with the way we're acting and doing, He's pleased. And He is in our midst. And we're fed thereby. And children come forth from Zion. Oh, I love that. You think about the sun and how it warms us up and able to see. So simple. But yet so profound, the gospel truth enlightening you that you may see the things of God, what He has in store for us. The moon, it has a part. But it's reflecting.
Right.
Reflecting what? The light of the Son of God. So be careful how we apply the law in our lives. Yes, its purpose has came. In this particular time, when does the bridegroom cometh? It's at hand now. It's at hand now. And bridegroom comes. It was dark. It was the end of the law service back then. It's the end of the law service for you. You no longer, you can see that, struggle as you may, you cannot find a law that will get you to eternal heaven.
Right.
Work as you may, study as you may, but you'll never find the one that will get you to eternal heaven. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ gets us to heaven. And we don't earn it. We don't work for it. But we do give God the praise for it. For His righteousness, His light, His warmth, it's all about Jesus Christ. And we receive it. These are simple things. So when does the bridegroom cometh in your life, in my life, your life? When the Lord comes and enlightens you to the gospel truth. You're born again. And you see it. You see it frequently. Also. Sometimes. Not necessarily we're born again. But necessarily. But when the Lord cometh among the people. Among His children. Feeding His lambs. Dark and confused we may be from time to time. But when the Lord comes. We see a little bit of the law. But we know that gospel truth in our life is what really feeds us.
Right.
These are simple things to us, but we've been blessed to see that, and we need to try to share it with our brothers and sisters. If you're blessed to see this and understand this just a little bit, share it with your brothers and sisters. Don't hoard it. Ask them. Question them. Look back at this chapter 25 of St. Matthew. What is the oil? The oil is the truth of Christ. it gives the gospel truth, and it can burn forever. It is the greater sun. It is the greater oil. Can't go out and buy it. It won't last. Isaiah 55:1. Let me go jump over there and look at that. Isaiah 55:1. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy, eat. Ye come, buy wine, milk, without money, without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, for your labor, for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently to me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in the fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Who does that? God does that. Mm-hmm. Christ does that. I can't buy it. But when I see it, I want to give glory to God for what He has done for my life and for your life, for all His children's life. He is the eternal Son. I hope this helps you. If you see a little bit more, understand a little bit more, give God the glory. It's not you yourself. He's given it to us that we may grow thereby, that we may honor Him. The great, may I use this term, the great plan of Christ and God for us to see it and give glory to Him and honor Him with our life daily.
Right.
That's not what we did, but what He has done. Because I know what we've done. I know what I've done. I'm a sinner and I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Hope this helps you. If it does, give God the glory. And you may see just in 24 hours, tonight, walk out there and see how much. Matter of fact, there's a little piece of moon because I looked last night. You can't see very well. The law, I can't see very well the law. But I'm trusting that sun, when that earth comes on around, I'm going to see the glorious of God. The glorious things. So we just sing a song of the boldness of God in the morning time. Wonderful. It's wonderful. God bless you. I love you. Thank y'all for your kind patience.